This is our second lesson on tithing. Should we pay tithes or should we not? Is there any scripture for the doctrine of paying tithes in the day in which we live? Of course there is. In the Old Testament, tithing is mentioned many times. Some would say, that's in the Old Testament. You cannot base your doctrines on the Old Testament. Well, listen to what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 16, Paul said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. When Paul said that all scripture was given by the inspiration of God, he was talking about the scriptures from Genesis to Malachi. That was the only scriptures they had at the time. From the time that I gave my life to the Lord, I began immediately paying my tithe. I paid tithes when I made good money. I paid tithes when I was on poverty wages. When things got tough, I took a job making very little. My tithe was little. I remember one winter, I got laid off on December the 18th. I started looking for a job. But in construction, in wintertime, it's just hard to find a job. So I wound up working at a service station for $50 a week. I thought at least it would buy the groceries. It wouldn't pay all my bills, but I felt for sure that God was going to come through. They that know the Lord trust in Him, the Bible tells us. They that know the faithfulness of God are never at the mercy of a boss man or company. God is still in the creating business. He creates jobs for those that trust Him. He creates ways and means whereby you are able to survive. But it's not my opinion of tithing that counts. It's what does the Holy Scriptures tell us about tithing. What did Jesus say about tithing? Jesus endorsed the works of Abraham. This included the practice of tithing. In the Gospel of John chapter 8, the Pharisees told Jesus, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What was the works of Abraham? It was the work of believing in God. It was the works of paying tithe. It was the works of obedience. And then in Matthew 23:23, Jesus says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe on mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. I believe that tithing is for today. Hebrews chapter 7 in verses 8 and 9 tells us that here mortal men received tithe, but there he received them of whom it is witness that he lives. Even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithe through Abraham. Today, believers are known not as the children of Moses, but as the children of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 7 tells us, therefore know that only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. The tithe has always been God's plan to support the ministry, whether it be the priests of the Levites or the apostles of the Lord. Abraham paid his tithes to Melchizedek because he was a representative of God. The tithe supports the work of the local ministry, which has always been God's financial plan to provide for His work and His workers. Paul linked the tithing of the Old Covenant directly to the support of the ministry in the New Covenant. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14, Paul said, "Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.